bear witness that there is no other God than Allah. He is one without equivalent. And that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. He has come along with that which is truth from him, and that paradise and hell are truths, and that the hour of judgment day will come. About that reign no doubt. That Allah will raise up all those who are buried in their graves. I have not risen to spread evil or for vanity, nor to spread immorality or oppression. But I have risen for the betterment of my grandfather's nation, Allah's messenger. I desire to propagate good and to fight against evil, thus following the footsteps of my father and grandfather.
In the name of Allah, I seek refuge from the accursed Satan.
Peace be upon the leader of the believers. May Allah lighten the prince's life. I have news from Iraq for you, my prince.
Has Hussein been killed?
No, but your servant, Kufa's governor, Ubaydullah Ziyad's son, has beset him in a land called Karbala.
He has done very well. If the swords do not reach him, the thirst will get hold of him and kill him.
Damascus wished you threatened the Romans in the same way you threatened the son of Allah's messenger, leader of the believers.
Hind!
When will you stop meddling in government affairs, Hind?
When have I commanded you to do something like Thawar and the Roman Sirjan do? You just need to consult your monkey about killing Hussein.
There is nobody who commands my actions! And what you see as instructions from my followers are nothing more than advice about our nation's safety. From the injustices of Hussein and his followers.
You exert yourself by listening to those blinded with hatred towards the progeny of Allah's messenger. You ignore the Prophet's reports of Hussein and his status with his grandfather. By Allah, if you didn't want to kill him, you wouldn't have been influenced by the whispers of your Roman devil or sent letters to your regions about killing Hussein. This matter has become clearer than I would ever need to explain it. For the sun will never stop shining, even if its light falls on closed eyes.
O people of Kufa, Allah, our people have not set out before you in order to kill the family of their prophet. By Allah, our people have not defied the sacred progeny of their prophets. And by Allah, Allah has not strengthened our people who have submitted to the oppression and defile the dignity of the Muslims. O people of Kufa, do not contribute to the people who lie, and do not fear the tyrants of the mighty castles and the great palaces. By Allah, If you lift a sword against Hussein, Allah will then lift his immense and divine mercy from your people and will unleash his great anger to be sent upon you.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Even if you had remained in your homes, those for whom death was decreed would certainly have gone forth to their death. But this is because Allah might test what is in your breasts and purge what is in your hearts. For Allah knows the secrets of your hearts well. Allah, the Most High, the Most Mighty, has told the truth. Be prepared for the calamities, and know that Allah, the Most High, is your protector, and He will save you from the evils of punishment, and let the outcome of your affairs be good, and He will punish your enemy with a variety of punishments, and He will repay you this plague with a variety of graces and honors. So do not complain, and do not say anything that reduces your greatness. I bid you farewell.
Rakaya! Aunt Zainab! Where's my father?
Everyone is headed towards an appointed time.